Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing well. If you can't tell behind me, I got a big old train. It's BNSF. We're going to be talking about the possibility of a strike coming up. I don't know exactly when this is going to air, but I actually had somebody reach out to me through that great email that Sage News has set up. And it is a gentleman that used to work in the law enforcement section for the railroad. So without further ado, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you inviting me to your channel, and this is an awesome opportunity. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. And your name's Robert, and I know you have a new YouTube channel. Do you want to tell them what that channel is?
Yeah, so I have a new YouTube channel. It's called G Lazy P Ranch. And the purpose of this channel is I'm trying to teach or show the public it's possible to get off the supply chain and be able to be self-sufficient. So I'm showing what we do at our cattle operation, and I'm showing different techniques that we're going to be implementing here soon, like growing. We have a alfalfa field, and we cultivate our own hay. So it's going to be an adventure on our channel.
Nice. Awesome. So you guys all know the Economic Ninja loves, and I believe this is the year that we need to start taking back the land. We need to revitalize small business and entrepreneurship in this country right now. And there's never been a better time because people are leaving their jobs in droves and starting side hustles. So let's jump into the train story, because I believe that's what's absolutely coming, and it could actually be quite catastrophic for the supply chain. So Robert, do you want to give them just a quick little, like, 1 minute summary of your law enforcement background with the railroads, how you started with the sheriffs and went into it?
Okay. So I used to be a deputy sheriff. I started, I think, back in 2006 as a deputy sheriff down in Southern California. I worked there for about 10 years, but during that 10 years, I was there during the 2008 recession. And when they had that recession, we had to do a lot of overhaul. They had a new comptroller come in, and they said that you got to change your hours. They're threatening to lay off employees. And so I actually had a friend who left the sheriff's department. He went to the railroad. We stayed in touch, and he got a hold of me one day. He's like, "Hey, if you're ever interested in getting on the railroad, let me know and I'll help you out." So about 2012-ish, I started reaching out to him, and he actually helped me out, and he got me hired onto the railroad, which in itself is a pretty difficult thing to do. You got to know somebody, or you got to have some type of referral. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. You know, possibly you won't make it.
Yeah. So now this is really interesting. So you became a law enforcement officer for the railroad, and this is, we're talking about this right now in the moment when Gavin Newsom supposedly is out there, you know, rolling up his sleeves and picking up a bunch of trash from massive railroad thefts. So it would have been your job to respond to something like that, correct?
Oh, definitely. Yep. That's we did that both. We covered the area in San Bernardino, which goes almost to Los Angeles, but Los Angeles has its own office. And then it goes San Bernardino, and then it went to Barstow. And that was the whole Southern California network that we'd be responding to.
I know that area very, very well, actually. So a couple of questions. So this is a sort of a two-part interview, because we're going to talk about how crummy it sounds like the situation. I'm getting so much information from engineers, conductors, law enforcement officers in the railroad field, talking about literally the horrible working conditions with the scheduling. We're going to get to that. But real quick, going back to that law enforcement and the theft side, you were talking, I believe, about the thefts. And were you talking about, was it an email I saw something about you have some ideas of why these thefts are occurring?
Oh, definitely. I could definitely touch on that. If that's something.
Yeah. Jump on in. Let's do that. And then we're going to dive into the work situation and the possible people walking out.
So this has to do exactly with what you're talking about may be happening here in the future. It's only going to exacerbate the situation. Yeah. Because back then we were already shorthanded. And the reason why that happened is because we had to reduce personnel costs. So they ended up getting rid of a bunch of special agents in the past, which reduced personnel costs, which made us to have to rely on the local agencies to handle our calls for service.
Okay.
So that's one reason why you're going to see an increase in thefts, is because you're not having that uniform patrol or that presence constantly along the railroad.
Wow. And you know, what's funny is, you know, as the media starts to cover these stories, these thieves are becoming more and more brazen, because they're going, "Hey, you know, they literally just covered it the other day." The LAPD, I don't know which police department actually came out with a statement, I apologize, but one police department down in that area said, "We aren't going to respond, not only because we're shorthanded, but it's not our jurisdiction." Do you want to talk about that, the jurisdiction boundaries there?
Yeah, there's always going to be issues with jurisdiction, especially in law enforcement. That's probably the first thing we ever asked, is where did the crime occur? Because if it wasn't our jurisdiction, we're going to send it to somebody else. Yeah. So you would experience that, because if there was a call load volume, let's say a crime happened out in the county area, of the sheriff's department. Well, they're slammed with calls. Then a crime occurs at the railroad. We're calling in, hey, we got a possible burglary. Yeah. They may have a priority one call, which is like life's endangered. They're going to go to that priority one call first. They're not going to go to the property theft. So you're going to definitely see a jurisdiction issue. So then the responsibility falls back onto the agent to go out to that call. Well, if the agent's only patrolling, if he's by himself and he's patrolling 200, 300 track miles, it may take him hours to get out there to get to the call.
Yeah. So now let's talk about the work situation, because for full transparency, you left the law enforcement job with the railroad actually before all this craziness, let's say in air quotes, started a couple of years ago and everything got shut down and really people started leaving their jobs. So back then you were talking about being shorthanded. You want to give some examples of what would happen to your work schedules and why you were so frustrated that you wanted to leave?
Yeah. So I remember we were already shorthanded, actually got transferred to Seattle. Mm-hmm. And Seattle itself is just a crazy place to work as it is.
Yeah.
But they reduced staff there, which made it so there was a limited amount of agents there. I remember one day I was on my days off and I'm sitting down with family who came out of town and we're eating dinner. I mean, it was a scheduled vacation. And then all of a sudden my work phone goes off telling me I'm supposed to respond to a call. So I call up my boss and I go, hey, why am I getting dispatched to this call? And he goes, well, you're on the schedule. I had to remind him, like, no, remember I put in this request to be on vacation. I should be on days off. And so long story short, he says, well, you're on the schedule. You need to respond. So I ended up walking away from my family dinner, had to go home, which was about 30 miles away, get dressed in my uniform, go respond to the call. So it was just a very interesting situation.
Yeah, talk about a slow dispatch time.
Yeah, exactly.
Time. Man. Yeah. So yeah, obviously the frustration is building. And I think it's very important to get this story out because as investors, a lot of people are wanting to understand like what's coming next. And when we can start to see this boiling over of a human emotion, and it sounds like it's really starting to hit fever pitch with the railroad situation. If there is a walkout or a strike, possibly, that could be catastrophic for the supply chain. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely. And that's been in the rumors for a while. There were the agents I worked with actually talked about trying to unionize again or complaining, but because we were no longer a union, we were considered management. We didn't have the same right as the union. So they were definitely afraid to say or do anything in fear of losing their jobs.
Man. So, you know, I didn't want to go too long on this topic, but I want to end on this. I love that you started a YouTube channel and I love the theme of it. And you, I don't know if you've followed The Economic Ninja. I don't think you have for very long. Have you? Before today, did you know who
I do? I have a personal account that's not related to my business. And I've been watching you probably for about a year now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Because I actually thought you reached out because it was just sort of the way it worked out with this latest story with Eric. So I love that you're starting the channel. I love that it is about a side hustle or a business, and I completely encourage it. So what I want people to do, guys, this is Ninja Nation. Tell them, Robert, how many subscribers you got right now?
I think 15.
15? Yeah. Sweet. Let's do this, guys. I want to have a Ninja Nation thumbs of approval, thumbs up. And can you do me a favor? I'm going to throw a link to Robert's channel. Can you go visit it? Thumbs up, possibly a subscribe. Give him the support that he needs. Because guys, right now, good working, hardworking, amazing Americans, men and women right now are finding a very serious situation where they go, enough's enough. I want to build something great. And if I can't do it because somebody's holding me down, they've got their thumb on me at work, then I'm going to break free and I'm going to start a business. And so I want to support that. And I think that's really awesome, Robert. It's awesome.
Thanks. I appreciate it. This is just such an awesome opportunity to come and share this perspective.
Absolutely. Well, that's what the Economic Ninja Channel is all about. So with that being said, Eric, as we close, is there anything you want to close on?
I just want to give people hope. I think there is a silver lining to all this. And that's the purpose of G-Lazy P Ranch, is to show people, look, you can do this. I live in a desert, and if I can do it in the desert, make things grow and be prosperous, anyone can do it. So there's some hope.
Hey, I'll give that a big amen. Thank you so much for coming on, everybody. The Economic Ninja is out.